This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned this morning from the good people at the Department of Commerce that the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.5% July through September, a healthy clip and up solidly from the beginning of the year. We've got one more full quarter of the Obama economy, and then come January 20th, a whole new set of economic realities. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looks at healthy gross domestic product growth and the president-elect's tariff plans.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump said he would put a 45% tariff or tax on imports from China and also tax Mexican imports. Economist Kathy Busjancic is with Oxford Economics. She's crunched the numbers to see how those tariffs would affect our economy. She found the tariffs would nudge down the economy just a bit.
It would actually, at the end of 4 years, lower the level of GDP growth by 1.6%.
Why? The U.S. tariffs would make all the cheap imports lining the shelves of Walmart and Target stores more expensive. Consumers wouldn't buy as much, and they're a big driver of our economy. Amit Khandelwal teaches emerging markets at Columbia Business School. He says lower-income consumers would be hit hardest by the higher prices for imports.
Lower-income individuals tend to spend more of their income on goods that cross borders, so you can think about going to Walmart, while richer individuals tend to spend more on services like restaurants and movie tickets and so forth.
And here's another thing. If we raise tariffs on products from other countries, they'll probably retaliate and raise tariffs on things we export to them, making them more expensive. Khandelwal says U.S. companies with factories in other countries would also suffer. He says parts used in a U.S.-owned factory in, say, China can come from both countries.
And those components might go to Japan and then go from Japan back to the United States and then to China.
And the U.S. factory would have to pay a tariff each time a part crossed the border, cutting into its bottom line and eventually the overall U.S. economy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.